listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. Good morning. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Paul Kane. He's a board member of the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education. Good morning, Pastor Kane.
Good morning, Andy.
So good to have you with us this morning and excited to share about the upcoming conference this summer.
Thank you. Great to be on with you again.
I'm very excited about it. Tell us a little bit about the date of the conference and what is the theme this year?
It's next month, July 14 through 16. We will be meeting in Keller, Texas, which is the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. And we'll be talking about beauty, a pedagogy of beauty for our 15th conference of the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education.
Very good. Very good. Well, each year you invite a distinguished instructor, scholar to lead us in this conference or to speak at this conference. Tell us about our guest today, Dr. Kopf.
Dr. Kopf is actually one of the first people that I got to hear at a consortium conference in Laramie, Wyoming, back in 2003. This year, he's our banquet speaker once again. And back in 2003, he gave a wonderful presentation on the challenge of Islam. And it was fascinating, especially in retrospect, given everything that's happened in the Middle East and in America.
And joining us by phone this morning, Dr. E. Christian Kopf, Associate Professor of Classics at the University of Colorado Boulder. Dr. Kopf, welcome to His Time.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning, and nice to hear your voice again. I believe it was about a year ago I had the privilege of spending some time talking with you at the conference here in St. Louis. Great to hear your voice again. How are things in your work at the University of Colorado Boulder?
They're going quite well. The semester is over, and we've had a month of rain, and now we're back into beautiful Colorado weather again.
Very good. Very good. Well, Dr. Kopf, what will you be speaking about at the banquet this summer coming up in July?
Well, the general theme of beauty encouraged me to talk about one of the great literary works of art of the Christian and classical tradition, Dante's Divine Comedy, and I'm going to be talking about Dante as a Christian, especially the issue of salvation by grace alone. We sometimes held against us by people who belong to the Catholic group that we made up our stuff in the 16th century and no one ever heard of it before. What I'm going to try and show is that, in fact, Christians have believed this. Bible-reading, Bible-believing, classically educated Christians have believed what Luther and Melanchthon were talking about throughout the history of Christianity.
Very good.
Even if some popes didn't always get it exactly right.
Well, having participated in being a part of the CCLE conference in the past, what is unique about this conference, Dr. Kopf?
What's unique about it is the fact that, along with the mainstream presentations on the classical education and its general structure and the goals, it's put into the context of Lutheran thought and the Lutheran commitments that really were the people who got the movement going in the 16th century. Luther has a great work from the early 1620s urging people, governments, to set up classical Christian schools. And this is what spread through Europe, created literacy in Europe, created the modern world. And we're looking at its fundamentals, the kind of Christianity and the kind of classical education that really began the modern world and came out of Lutheranism. So it gives a rootedness to it that, as good as the other conferences are, they don't have.
Pastor Kane, you mentioned earlier the theme for this summer's conference, a pedagogy of beauty. Tell us more about that.
We believe that a classical education isn't just grammar, logic, and rhetoric, and learning Latin or even wearing uniforms, but you want what is good and true and beautiful. And we thought, after the different conferences that we've done over the years, that we can focus on the beautiful. This gets us into what we call the quadrivium. Some people may have heard about a liberal arts college. Well, the seven liberal arts also include music, and we wanted to highlight music and art both with our speakers and with our sessions for the people that will be attending.
Very good. And speaking of people who will be attending, who might want to attend this coming summer's conference?
We encourage both Lutheran home educators and Lutheran school educators to consider coming. In recent years, we've had people that have thought about starting a school at their congregation or with an association of Lutheran congregations come to one of our conferences, talk with our educators, both home and school, about how the children in their community and their congregation in their own home would benefit from a classical and Lutheran education.
Dr. Koff, why would educators today want to attend the CCLE conference this summer?
Well, educators understand that something's wrong with what's going on out there. And just to put it in the most positive light, there's a loss of focus. There's a loss of what we're really trying to do in education. And classicalism education gives that focus. It sees that you need to educate people both as users of language and users of math, the arts of language, the arts of math. It presents those arts in a way that really builds on the way kids learn and prepares them for an adult life as a worker with a vocation and as a citizen of a country with consensual institutions.
Very good. Pastor Kane, can you tell us more about some of the presenters who will be presenting at CCLE 15, A Pedagogy of Beauty, this summer?
Certainly. You'll get to meet some actual practitioners, people in the classroom, as well as some board members, some of us who have been at this a long time, and people who have been instrumental in bringing back classical education to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Since we'll be down in Texas, you'll get to see some people with Texas connections, like Christian Belke, the Reverend Stephen Cholak, who had served at Memorial Houston for a time, Melinda Heine and the Reverend Bill Heine. They served here in Sheridan, Wyoming, before I received the call here. You'll also get to listen to the newly elected Wyoming District President, John Hill, as well as our host headmaster, Erica Mildred, as well as some other folks that you see at many conferences and are very popular presenters, Dr. Jacqueline Veith and Cheryl Swope. Our plenary speaker is a very special addition to the conference this year, and he will be covering all three of the plenaries. Dr. Kenneth Calvert will be speaking to us about beauty and grammar and rhetoric, history, literature, and oratory in the classical school, beauty in the quadrivium, science and math in the classical school, and he will also cover beauty in the physical and metaphysical, music and the arts in the classical school. It will be quite the highlight for our first session Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Pastor Kane, what have you appreciated? What have you enjoyed about the previous CCLE conferences?
I've definitely appreciated the presentations because they've helped me understand what Lutheran education is and what the heritage of education is in Western civilization. I've also really appreciated talking with people and bringing some of my concerns that I've had in the back of my mind, realizing I'm not the only one who had those concerns about the direction of education in general, nor have I been the only one with challenges in trying to bring back classical ed in a parish school. I can bring those situations to some of my peers and those who've been at this with great experience, and they can help us work through those. It's so good to feel encouraged, especially when we're doing this for the next generation in the church.
We're talking with the Reverend Paul Kane, board member of the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education, and Dr. E. Christian Kopf, associate professor of classics at the University of Colorado Boulder. He'll be the banquet speaker at this summer's CCLE conference, CCLE 15, A Pedagogy of Beauty. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversations talking about this coming CCLE conference, July 14th through the 16th in Keller, Texas. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015. Today's day sponsors are Gerald and Corinne Wolf. Today's day sponsors have made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in honor of their 41st wedding anniversary. Once again, we say thank you to Gerald and Corinne Wolf of St. Louis, Missouri. Today's Worldwide KFUO Day Sponsor. MacArthur's Bakery would like you to know that hunger doesn't take a day off at Feed My People. You can help them fight hunger and have fun doing it. Feed My People's annual door-to-door food drive will be the first two Saturdays in June. Volunteer to help collect food donations for the food pantry. Sunday, June 14th, sample food from top chefs, including MacArthur's Bakery, at the Food Pantry Chef Challenge. Sunday, July 19th, is Feed My People Day at the ballpark. Information on these events is online at feed-my-people.org. What does this mean? To many Lutherans in America, this one simple question brings to mind the days of confirmation classes, memorizing Luther's small catechism with the pastor. But did you know that the Holy Spirit continues to call thousands of people all around the world to faith in Him through this powerful little book translated into the languages of the people? Visit lhfmissions.org to learn how you can help the Lutheran Heritage Foundation deliver this book of the faith to new Christians worldwide.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Eddie Bates. Today we are talking with the Reverend Paul Kane, board member for the Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education, on the upcoming conference this summer, July 14th through the 16th in Keller, Texas. And also Dr. E. Christian Kopf, associate professor of classics at the University of Colorado Boulder. He'll be a speaker at the banquet at the conference this summer as well. Pastor Kane, how did you first learn about classical and Lutheran education? You haven't always, you didn't necessarily grow up with in that type of education, classical and Lutheran education. Tell us how you came to learn about it.
My first Lutheran school was actually the seminary in St. Louis. And it seems like so long ago, though I just graduated in 2000, the Wyoming district was known for its schools, especially for some of its new schools that were teaching classically. And I was serving my own congregation in Green River, Wyoming, in addition to a vacancy congregation in Rock Springs. And this congregation that didn't have a pastor of its own was blessed with a preschool. The elders decided, we want to hear more about this kind of education that's going on elsewhere in the district. So they sent their vacancy pastor to a conference using congregational continuing ed money. And it just happened to be held, the fifth CCLE conference in Laramie, Wyoming. And I got to hear Dr. Kopf for the first time, meet my predecessor here, who was going home and opening Martin Luther Grammar School in Sheridan, Wyoming that very fall. And finally, the kind of education that I was reading about in C.S. Lewis, in the American Founders, even Willa Cather, from my experience at the University of Nebraska, it finally made sense. And what we call classical education, all of those folks just called education. And then you add the Lutheran grounding to it, and you really have something that educators, parents, pastors can really get excited about going forward.
Very good. Very good. Dr. Kopf, what do you think, what do you hope attendees will gain from this conference, especially from the from Dr. Calvert's presentations?
What I really like about the titles of the presentation is they make the point that just like goodness and justice, the beauty permeates the classical curriculum. It's very important for music and the arts, but it's also part of the use of language. The ultimate goal is to move up through grammar and logic to rhetoric, where you express yourself beautifully and persuasively. Science is the way to tell something is true in great scientific disciplines, like physics and astronomy, is precisely that it's beautiful and elegant. And the great German physicist Werner Heisenberg has a great essay on this, making this point. Beauty permeates the classical tradition. It permeates the ways we discover truth and goodness, and it confirms that truth and goodness. And this is something I really hope that people will get out of this. This is not beauty is not an add-on. It permeates our entire curriculum, and in fact, it permeates the entire world we live in, that God created not only to make sense, but to be beautiful.
And why is seeking that beauty, learning of that beauty, an important part of classical and Lutheran education?
One of the problems with the non-classical part is that it's so pragmatic and oriented at get you a job, read a government document, and it leaves out a whole part of what human beings are, what human beings need. And we were created not only to desire God, we were created to desire beauty, to be moved by beauty, to be touched by it. And it's one of the things we have in our beautiful liturgy, in our tradition of music, not just Bach, but also Bach. And this is part of being a complete human being. And education that leaves that out is leaving out very, very important things. And it is essential for the classical Christian view. It's always been about beauty. And that's why beauty is both a goal and a gift to the classically educated, even when you're just starting out.
Pastor Kane, your thoughts on the beauty in classical and Lutheran education?
I love music. I love, as headmaster and pastor, leading the children in chapel 4 out of the 5 school days a week. We have really appreciated the beauty of children singing. Dona nobis pacem, grant us peace. And it's a beautiful thing to me to see children from our community that may attend a Baptist congregation who have come to our school for years singing to Roman Catholic ladies in a nursing home in Latin. That to me is a beautiful thing, in addition to the blessing of the children in our own congregation. This is an education for everyone, and we want each child to reach their potential and add music to the mix.
So music is certainly one of those things in which we find beauty. And as Dr. Kopf mentioned, that it's in every aspect of life, in every part of our education, our learning. We find beauty. We can find beauty in all of it, not just in the arts, but in the sciences as well. We talked a little bit earlier about who can attend or who might attend this conference. We know educators might attend this. Parents who maybe serve as home educators, or maybe parents who partner with schools. Pastor Kane, what are your thoughts?
Yes, certainly. Since this is an education for everyone, we've tried to make provision through the consortium and many interested folks throughout the consortium, many volunteers, to provide a children's program. Children ages 2 to 5 will have daily supervised care. ages 6 to 12. We'll have a daily plan program, all for $50 per child. Wittenberg Academy, our first accredited high school and first accredited online school, will provide a program for ages 13 to 18. That also will be $50 for the conference. Registration for individual adults is $250. You can register, learn more about the conference, learn more about the consortium and classical Lutheran education at ccle.org. You have the option of mailing in checks or even registering via PayPal.
And there will be opportunities then for the whole family? Will there be things for your children to do while they're at the conference?
Yes. We have supervised daycare for ages 2 through 5. We have really fun activities. Some of the photos of the teens at their dance last year were really, really cool. Everybody seemed to have lots of fun. And for different interest groups, whether headmasters, day school classroom teachers, or home educators, there will be time to network and get together in a round table situation and talk about issues unique to those educational situations.
Well, very good. Let's go over some of the details again about registration, how we can find out more about registration for this event coming up, this conference coming up July 14th through the 16th.
Go to ccle.org and you will find more information about the conference right on the main page. You can click on a link that says register, and that will take you to much more information, to recommended hotels in the area, information about the children's programs, the teen program, as well as teacher training. You can download the current schedule, and you can also listen to previous KFUO radio shows giving more information about CCLE 15 in Keller, Texas.
Very good. Dr. Koff, with just a couple minutes left, for someone who is perhaps unfamiliar with classical and Lutheran education, do you think this conference would be a great way to get connected and learn more?
It is a great way because it includes everything from the fundamentals of how you do it to the really deep reasons why this is the best kind of education for anyone who is a Christian and a citizen. And especially people who have just gotten married, people who just have a kid, this is a great time to find out about it. Not wait till they're in sixth grade or eighth grade, but to find out early what is going on. Also, quite frankly, I would think for any Lutheran, frankly, any Christian who's a member of our society, this was the education of the founders. This was the education people had who created our country. And you really get a lot of things in our country make a lot more sense when you understand classical Lutheran education.
Very good. Again, ccle.org is the website. We can find more information there to register. Begins July 14th. Pastor Kane, is there a deadline for registration?
We usually take registrations right up to the conference itself, but the more preparation that someone can put into the conference, the more that they can get out of it. And we just love to see you down in Keller for a pedagogy of beauty.
Very good. With just a couple seconds left, Pastor Kane, what is the highlight of the conference for you? What are you really looking forward to most about this coming CCLE 15 this summer?
I'm looking forward to accrediting four Texas schools and celebrating in Texas the addition of these classical Lutheran Texas schools to the consortium in an official way.
Very good.
We'll have quite a celebration.
That is certainly something to celebrate. Thanks be to God for that. How exciting. We've been talking with the Reverend Paul Kane, CCLE board member, and Dr. E. Christian Koff, associate professor of classics at the University of Colorado Boulder. Pastor Kane, thanks for being our guest this morning and sharing with us about the upcoming CCLE 15, a Pedagogy of Beauty conference, July 14th through the 16th in Keller, Texas. Thanks for being our guest today, Pastor Kane.
Thank you to both of you.
And Dr. Koff, thanks so much for being our guest this morning and sharing with us about classical and Lutheran education.
Great to talk to you again.
Thank you. God bless you both. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we'll study with Pastor Kenneth Lukey from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Bad Axe, Michigan. We'll get into John chapter 10 today, verses 1 through 21. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.